on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we're in the middle of a memra of Rave. Rave had said that in all the machlokes that Rabbi Yochanan has with Reish Lakish, in three machlokes in the paskin like Reish Lakish. And now we're going to learn the third machlokes. The idach, three lines from the top on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The idach, the third machlokes, the snan, akosev kol nachosov livnoi la'acha moisei. A person wrote all his nachosim will belong to his son, la'acha moisei, after he dies. Now, this means he gave the guf anachosim to the son now, guf mehayim, that means all the peiris that will grow on the field belongs to the father, kozman, the father is alive. And that will go to the son, la'achamisa. Rabbi Kiveger in the Chuvis explains the mechanics of the kinyan as follows. The Lashon of Rabbi Kiveger and the Chubis is the Kone HaBen HaKol Me'achshav. He gave the son everything. Elo the Shir HaNoisein La'atzmoy HaKalka LePeirois SheYigdalu Kol Yemechayev. That means he's giving him everything, but he's being Meshayev from himself. That means he's leaving over from himself the karka lepeire sheyigdalu. That means that it's yours, but I'm leaving over that I have the schus in the karka, that all the peires that'll grow from the karka should belong to me. The karka is yours, but the gidul but it's mine le gidul hapeires. For the peires that will grow out from the karka, it is my karka. That means the tashmishim of the karka are mine, but the karka are yours. And Rabbi Kiveger explains, if it is begeder shiel, that means he gave him everything. No, he left over for himself this bailus kol yemechayo. So automatically, when the father dies, you don't need a new kinyan. Automatically, it will belong to the son. He doesn't have to give it over to the son. That he was a Meshayer aschus benichsei haben, and the shir of the schus is kolz man ha'ov kayim, so he has this schus kalke leperis, and as soon as the father dies, automatically the son gets the peiris. The kalke leperis, but the father was Meshayer. That is a koisiv kol mechosov livnoi la'acha moisei. Ha'ov eina yoche limker mibnei shenosnon leben. Now, the father cannot completely sell the karka because it was given to the son. Va'ben eina yoche limker, the ben cannot sell the peiris now, or the karka leperis, mibnei shehein b'shus ha'ov. So that means at the present time, the father possesses the karka leperis, but the gufa karka belongs to the son. Mocha ha'ot, what if the father sold whatever he possessed? That means he has a schus karka leperis in the karka, so he sold that. Is mechurin ad sheyomus hu. So whatever he possessed, he can sell. So it's sold till he'll die. That was his chus. That's what he was Meshayah. So it's sold till he'll die. Then automatically it belongs to the son. Mochar haben. What if the ben will sell what he possesses? Ein lelekeyach klum ad sheyomu sa'ot. So the lekeyach will not have anything practically in the field till the father will die, because the whole Karkele Peres belongs to the father. When the father will die, so then he'll get over, then everything automatically goes over to the son. So now if he sold it to him, so he'll go over to the Lekeach. The Itma. Now we learned, Mocha HaBen B'chaye Ha'ov. What is the halacha if the son sold whatever he possesses, B'chaye Ha'ov, when the father was alive? Umeis haben b'chayei ha'ov, and the son died also when the father was alive. Now, till now we understood that what as soon as the father dies, the complete bailus of the karka will automatically go to the ben. But at the present time, the ben died before he got anything. Umeis aben b'chayei ha'ot. And then the father died. So the shaila is, what happens now with the kalk? Rab Yochanan omar loy kona lekeach. Rab Yochanan said the lekeach is not koine. But Reish Lakish omar kona lekeach. Reish Lakish said the lekeach is koine. Rab Yochanan omar loy kona lekeach. Kinyan Peres, ki kinyan aguftami. The lekeach isn't koine, because kinyan Peres, ki kinyan aguf. Reish Lakish oma kona lekeach, kinyan Peres, lav, ki kinyan aguftami. Now this is a very, very difficult gemara to understand. What the machloikis is of kinyan aperis ke kinyan aguftomi, that's number one. And number two, why is this halacha dependent on kinyan aperis ke kinyan aguf? But before we'll try to explain the gemara, we can get a little inkling pshat in the gemara. Let us see the second Tosfos. From the second Tosfos, I think we have a way to understand our Gemara. V'Rab Yochanan omar loikona loikeach. V'im toima l'Rab Yochanan. So in our Gemara it says that if the son sold the karka, and the son died first, so since Rabbi Yochanan's kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, the lekeach is not koine. But what if the father died first? Then the lekeach is koine. V'im taima, the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, afilu loy meis haben b'chaye ha'ov, afilu the son did not die b'chaye ha'ov. Nami loy likni, the lekeach should also not be koine. Bahave kemoi mashe irash me'aba mocholoch, kiven de olim kinyan peiris ke kinyan haguf. Now, let us try to explain Tosfos Kasha, and let's try to explain a little bit what is the exact pshat of kinyan peiris ke kinyan haguf. We have here a karka, the shimush of the karka, the usage of the karka, whatever will grow out from the karka belongs to the father. That's what he was meshaya for himself. That's what he left over for himself. He left over the karka leperis. So all the profits that can be reaped from the karka belongs to the father. What does the son possess? The rest, which is, maybe he pays taxes for it, for practical purposes, but al koponim, the shimush of the karka, the usage of the karka belongs to the father, but the etzim karka belongs to the son. So the father has the kinyan peiris of the karka, but the etzim gufa karka belongs to the son. Now there's a machloikis, who is considered the bailim of the karka? Who's considered the owner of the karka? Is Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf. The person who has all the shimushim of the karka, all the schusim of the karka, so that's called the owner, even though it's pshat is the karka is yours, and Itaka gave the karka to him, but since the karka leperis, the practical usage of the karka belongs to the father, he's called the balabos. He's called the balabos of the karka. If he's called the balabos of the karka, so it's considered that the bailus of the karka is ba'asher husham in the hands of the father. The son will get the bailus when the father dies. So Tosfos understood this so well, so Tosfos says this is equivalent to Masha Irash Me Abba Mochaloch. What if a son will say, you know, I'm going to sell you what I'm going to inherit from my father? Does he have anything now? No. He has a right to inherit from the father, but not more than that. He doesn't possess anything now. He has a schus Yerusha. So that is called a davar shaloi baloilam. So I'm selling something when I have a right to. I will become a bailim on it, but at the present time I'm not the bailim. I will get it. It will become mine eventually. I'm selling you a davar shaloi baloilam. And if la'alocha we hold ein odom moiche davar shaloi baloilam, you can't sell it. So Tosfos asked a moiridike kasha nagma. Tosfos didn't understand our gemara. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if we say kinyan peiros ki kinyan aguf, that the true bailim is the father is called the true bailim. So pshat is the son doesn't have bailus now; he just has now a schus that when the father will die, it will become his. So that's equivalent to I have a schus to Yashin, my father. So you have a schus to that this karka will belong to me automatically, not through Yerusha, through Matane, as soon as the father dies. So he's selling a davar shalei b'loilam. So the loch is, if you sell a davar shalei b'loilam, so afilu, the son is alive when the father died, the mechir is not chal, because in other meich a davar shalei b'loilam. That was Tosfos kasha. That's how Tosfos understood kinyan peiros ki kinyan aguf. The bailam is the father. He is the get bailus. V'yeshloima. So Tosfos says, the legabi hochi loy olim kinyan peiros levata legamri kinyan aguf de ben, kiven de lebesayif osse sodi leyodi de ben choshev mecha. So Tosfos says, you have to take this with a grain of salt. That means it's true, he's considered the bailim, but this bailis is not strong enough to make it ke'ilu it's a davar shloi baloilam. And the son has a koyach to sell it. If the son is alive, b'shas the father dies. That is what Tosfos says. Now, to understand this a little, there's a machloikis Rab Meir and the Chachamim. Rameya holds Adam Meicha Dover Shaloi Baloilam. A person can sell a Dover Shaloi Baloilam. That means, according to Rameya, if a person is a tree, and he's selling the peiros which are going to grow on this tree. The peiros are not on this world yet. He doesn't possess the peiros. But when they'll grow, they'll belong to him automatically. And he sells peiros dekel. He's selling the peiros which will grow on this dekel. According to Rab Meir, he's bekoyach to sell these peiros. That's the din oda makne dover shloi boilom. According to the Chachomim, you can't sell in oda makne dover shloi boilom. So Tosfos is telling us that in the case of kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf, we all hold like Rab Meir. That means that what Rab Meir holds by a true dover shloi boilom, everybody holds by kinyan peiros ki kinyan aguf. There's a chof hadimyon. That means al kaponim, there's enough bailus that the son possesses that he's be able to sell the karka which he's going to get. This is better than a davar shelo baloilo. That is what Tosfos is answering. But al kolponim, we see one other thing. We see there's a difference if the son was alive or if the son was not alive, bishas the father died. And that is if you hold kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. And if you hold kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf, according to Reish Lakish, afilu the son was dead, the mechira is also chal. So I wanted to explain this to myself with a gemara in Yesh Noichlim and with a machna frayim. If this is the true pshat in the gemara, I don't know, but I understand the gemara a little according to this pshat. There's a gemara in Yesh Noichlim that asks Akasha as follows. The gemara says in Yesh Noichlim that we learn out from a posik Yakir. The Pasuk of Yakir means that a father is nemon to say ze b'ni b'chayri. That means if a father had 10 sons, and then they go from 13 to 1, that's the age, and the father comes and says, you know, the 1 year old is my b'chayr. In other words, the other 9 were not my children. So father's neman to say, Zeh b'ni b'chayri, he's neman. Or say, the middle one is mine, from the middle one, he's the oldest son. Let's say the fifth son is mine, from the fifth and down is my son. This is the b'chayr. Al koponim, so the father is neman, and he'll take pishnayim. So the Gemara asks, according to Rab Meir, so he's Nemon, so you give this son, whoever he pointed out, I gave a bad marshal, the youngest, the middle son, this is from the middle and down, this is the son, and he'll take Pishnayim in the Nechosim. So the Gemara asks, according to Rab Meir, that Odom mak the dover shloi b'loilom. So why do you need the Pasuk? We believe him with Amigo. Believe him that this is the Bechayr, because if he wanted to, he could give over to the son, I'm giving you Pishnayim from all the Nechosim I have now, and I will possess till I die. So I'll give you Pishnayim, I'll give you Pishnayim from the Chosim, not from I have, from the Chosim I'll possess, Bishas Misa, I'm being matnin you Pishnayim of those Nechosim. Even though he doesn't possess it now, but according to Rameya, oh, the makna dovish loy beloilo. So memele, he's bekoyach to give him pishnayim. If he's bekoyach to give him pishnayim, so now we have to believe him that he's a b'choyer because he has a migu. That means, what am I saying? I'm saying you're going to get pishnayim b'shas misa. So without a posik of Yakir, you should also believe me, because I have a migu. If I had wanted to, I could be makna you the pishnayim of my nechosim b'shas misa, even though I don't have these nechosim now. But according to Rameya, oda makna davish loy b'loylam, I could be makna the nechosim I'll have later. So the Gemara says, no. The nechosim shenaflu like shehu geisis. What will be if the father, when the father is in the midst of dying, he's a geisus already, what will be if the father will yashin then $1 million? So those $1 million that he's going to yashin then from a rich uncle, he cannot be makna now those $1 million, pishnayim and those $1 million. Why? Because when he's a goises, he's a lav bar hakno, then he can't be makna anymore. He's a lav bar hakno. So I cannot be makna now, nechosim, which when I'll get the nechosim, I will not be able to be makna them. So the Gemara says, afilu according to Rameir, oda makna dovo shaloi baloilo, I can only be makne the nechosim, which when they'll be bole yoilam, I'll be a barakno. But when they'll be bole yoilam, if I won't be then a barakno, so I cannot be makne them now. That is what the Gemara says in Yesh Noichlim. The Machna Frayim says, let us talk about a different case. What is if I have, a person has nechosim now,
and he wants to be makne these nechosim in 30 days. I'm giving it to someone that should belong to you in 30 days. And in 30 days, he becomes a goisus. Will the hakno help that he made now? So the Machnafraim says the hakno will help. The Gemara is only speaking about according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, that lemaise, the thing doesn't belong to him yet. I'm making a hakno on something which at the present time is not mine. The only koyach I have to be maknis is because when it'll become mine, I could be maknis. I can be maknis now already. But if it becomes his, he's a lav barakno, so he cannot be maknis now either. That is, if it's nechosim, which I will get later. But if I have these nechosim now, I'm the bailam on these nechosim now, and I maknu it that it should become yours in 30 days, so even though in 30 days he became a geisus, the hakno is chal. Because the nechosim are his now, and he's a bar hakno now on the nechosim. So I think this is pshat in our Gemara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, the true bailim of this karka is the father. Because he is the karka with all the shimushim that the karka offers, belongs to the father. The rest belongs to the son. Rabbi Yochanan holds, so who's the true bailim on this karka? The true bailim on this karka is the father. But Taisva says, and Pshat is when the father dies, then the son becomes the Bailam. And Taisva understood it so well that Taisva said this should be considered like Adovu Shalai Baloilo, that you can't sell. And Taisva says, no, this you can sell. It's better than Adovu Shalai Baloilo. So let us say, in other words, it is equivalent to Rameya, that Oda Makne Adovu Shalai Baloilo. It's equivalent to Ramei that, oh, the Machned of Shloi Beloilam. But Al Koponim, the Kinyan can only be Chal if when he gets it, he's a Bar Hakno. So if the father died first and the son is still alive, so it comes out that the son was a bar hakno when the karka became his, so then the lekeich is koine. That's at mocha haben b'chaye ha'ov, umeis ha'ov b'chaye ha'ben. So the son lemaise got the karka when the son was a bar hakno, so then the lekeich is koine. It's not worse than ramei that holds other maknado b'shaloi b'loilom. But if mochar haben b'chayei ha'ov, umeis haben b'chayei ha'ov, so comes out, when did it become the ben's? When the ben was dead already. So that's not worse than a goisus. So it became, the karka became the rechush of the ben, when the ben was alive barakno. So memela, then it doesn't help. But this is only if you hold kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. So it's considered that the son doesn't possess it yet. It's considered the father's. But according to Reish Lakish, we hold kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf. So who's considered the true bailam now on the karke? The son is considered the true bailam on the karke. So if the son is considered the true bailam on the karka, so just like we mentioned from the Machna Ephraim, if I possess something now and I want to sell it in this man, and in that man the moicher is a lav barakno, the kinyan is still good, because I'm a bailam now on the karka. According to Reish Lakish, the father has a schus b'nichsei ha-ben, but the ben is now the bailam on the karka. So therefore, even though it was mochar haben b'chayei ha'ov, umeis haben b'chayei ha'ov, afal pikein de lekeich is koinen. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, la'acha moisoi, shekosav mehayoyim u la'acha misa. Ve'ein lo'ov ve'hem elo achilas peiris b'chayim. The father is achilas peiris b'chayim. Mocha ho'ov, mechurim. So the father is aschus achilas peiris. Lechel alekeach peiris kol yemei chayei ho'ov. Shezocha b'schus shahoye lo'ilo zeben. Whatever schus the father had in the karka. So he mentioned before, Rabbi Kivega said the father had a karka l'peiris, so that karka l'peiris, ko yemei chayei ha'ov, belongs to the lekeach. Now what is the din, umeis ha'ben b'chayei ha'ov? What if the son died b'chayei ha'ov? Rabbi Yochanan oma loikon lekeach. The lekeach is in koine afilu l'chshei yomus ha'ov. The kinyan peiris shahoyulay la'ov v'nechosim alolu. The kinyan peiris that the father had in these nechosim, ki kinyan aguftami. It's considered like the gufa karka, the true bailis, is in the hands of the father, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'ein mechiris ha-ben mechiris. So therefore, the mechir of the ben is not considered a mechirim. Umas nisen diktoni ein v'lekeach ben klumat sheyom usov. The Mishnah that says that the lekeach cannot, when the son sells what he possesses, the lekeach does not have anything till the father dies. But when the father dies, then the lekeach is koinim. Hosom the misa of b'chaye habet. There it's speaking about that the father died b'chaye habet. V'niskayim ha'matone, so the matona became niskayim. Everything got transferred over to the ben. So whatever got transferred to the ben, everything went over to the ben, automatically goes over to the lekeach. But if the ben died before, so b'chayov, the schus never came liyodoi, so therefore, the lekeach cannot be koine this mekach. Let us see the third taisvis. Kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguf tomi. Al koponim, we have in this gemara a halacha that if one person has the peiris and the other person has the guf, and the Baal Haguf sells what he possesses before the Baal HaPeiris dies, so the Gemara says that the Mechire is not Chal. Ma shehiskinu be'ushe de'isha shemocho benichsei meluk b'chayei b'aylo u'meisa. The Habal Moitzi Miyad Lekuchas. Now, let us explain for 2 minutes what's Pshat and Takonas Ushe. The halacha is that a Baal has a schus achilas peiris benichsei ishtoi. That means when the wife gets married, she brings in a field that's, let's say, that's worth $1,000. So the Aschus achilas peiris, or the karkala peiris, belongs to the Baal. The etzem karka belongs to the ishe, and the Baal is aschus achilas peiris. Now let us think out loud. So what would happen if she would go and sell to lekuches, she would sell to lekuches what she possesses? So lechayre the din is, so kolzman they're married, the lekucha says what she has. He has a guf, which is worthless. The schus achilas peiris belongs to the Baal. What would happen, let's say he goes and gives her a get, So after the get, the lekeach would now be kaid, just like after the get, if she wouldn't have sold it. So now the karka with the schus achilas peiris belongs to her. So now the lekeach would be kind of the schus achilas peiris, which the baal had the whole time. What is if she died before the husband? So lechayre the halacha should be, so bechayeho she never received from the baal the schus achilas peiris, because kolzman she was alive, the husband had the schus achilas peiris. So lechayre the mekach should not be chal, because that is lechayre agemore. Agemore says that if the ben sold the karke, and he died before he received the schus achilas peiris from his father, the mekach isn't chal. So lechayre, the din should be, if she had sold the nichsei meluk, and she died first, the mekach should not be chal to the lekuches, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says in Ksubis that Chazal made a special takone that if she sells the karke to lekuches and she dies, the husband is moitzi the karke from the lekuches. That would seem without a takone, the karke would belong to the lekuches, everything would belong to lekuches, and now because of the takone, the baal is moitzi from the lekuches. So Tosfos is asking, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do you need takone ushe? Since kinyan peiris is kinyan aguf, so without takone ushe, the mechira isn't chal, because the mechira can first be chal lachem isosa. Mashi skinu buusha de isha shemachu benichsim luk bechaye bailo umeiso. Da baal moitzim yada lekuche. So Taisu says, le Rabbi Yochanan lo yitzrich. That's 100% true. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't need this takone. And the whole takone was alibi de reish lokish. Vechein mashme bachoivu de masik takonas ushe le reish lokish. According to reish lokish, the mechira would have been chal, the lekuches would have gotten everything after she died, because she's considered the bailam the whole time. So according to Reish Lakish, the meita konas ushe, that the baal is meitzi min lekuches. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Inami kinyan haguf de isha odif, she'ein le baal peirois elo mikoicho. Now, Taisus is differentiating as follows. In the case of our Mishnah, everything had belonged to the father. The father gave over the goof and left the peiris for himself. So since he's being Mishayah, the father had everything before, and he's leaving over for himself, so I say, with the shear, he still wants to remain a bailam on the karka. Masha ain't came. When the Isha is giving peiris to the Baal, she doesn't want that the Baal should become a bailim on the karka through that he has a schus achilas peiris. So therefore his bailis in the peiris does not give him a kinyan aguf. That's what Taisus is answering. Inami kinyan aguf the Isha ordered. She'ein lebal peiris elo mikoicho. She's giving him the peiris. And she doesn't want to give him the peiris that through the bailus and the peiris, he should be considered a bailam on the karka. V'oid, and Taisvah says, the third teretz, she'ein lebal peiris elo batakanta de rabbonon. So since the whole bailus is only batakanta de rabbonon, so seems it's a schwacher bailus. So therefore, a bailus of achilas peiris betakanta de rabbonon does not make him a bailam on the carcass. It's not considered a yezakinyan aguf. For Rav Yaakov, the leinish tiritz, itzrich takanta de ushe, lehege de kosov ladinadvom, ainli beperis, beperis nichsayach. Rav Yaakov, the leinish avoids the whole kasha. He says there's a case that the husband bechlal doesn't have a kinyan peiris. If he wrote before the nisu, I don't want to have a schus in your peiris. If she sold the karka and she died, he can take the karka. karka back. So here, the Baal Bechlal didn't have a Kenyan Peres. So here, Yuzichani, Takonis Usha. That is the end of that sugya. Now we're starting something new. We had in the Mishnah said as follows, that if a person was koines yevimtai, he was miyabim as yevomit, and later they found out that she was muberes. So the halach is as follows. If this ibur developed into a live child, so it's a shrek, so it's Ivan the Isereshis Ach, and Yoitzi. He has to bring a korban. They both have to bring a korban. They both were nichshon disereishes ach. Ein avlad shel kayom. We hear in the Mishnah, what happens if she was, if she was mapel this uber? So then, we hear a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what the din is. Rabbi Yochanan, in the Mishnah it says yekayim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Pshat, what is Pshat Yekayim? Yekayim means as follows. This person took a big risk. He was Miyabim and Isha. He should have waited. He should have waited to find out if she's Muberes or if she wasn't Muberes. He took a risk. And he had Mazel. Shlemais, even though she was Muberes, she was Mapel the Uber. So it comes out, Lemaise, there was a din yibum, is Yekayim. So he can keep her for a wife. Lemaise, he was Mekayim mitzvahs yibum with when he was Boyula, since eventually she was Mapel the Suba. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learned Pshat in the Mishnah. And from Rashi, it would seem that Rashi is learning Agamor according to Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why we said over Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat. Ein avlat shel kayom. Tone mishum Rabbi Lezer omru, that Rabbi Lezer was chaylik on the Mishneh, yoitzi beget. And Rabbi Lezer says, no. He was mekayim mitzvah yibum, but he has to give her a get. We will not permit that this person should be permitted to remain with the yibum. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Tone Mishum Rabbi Eleza Poli Gaseife de Masnis. Rabbi Eleza is Choylik on the Seife. The Koya Ein Avlad Shel Kayoma. She did the Uber Lemaisa, she was Mapo the Uber. So the Mishnah says, Yikayim. He's allowed to be with her. She was Mapo Boch Hashem, they won't over this Areshesor. They were Makaimets Vesibum. She's allowed to remain with her. The koma ihu, so Rabbi Lezer said, afapi shein avlat shel kayome, consinele, we're gonna counsel him. Di yoitzi beget, he has to give her a get, v'lo yachzir oilomis, he's not permitted to take her back, that's the bad skills. Mishum, di nichnas lesofik iser eishes ish. This person was playing Russian roulette. He was playing around with Isurim. That means you have a woman that could, he didn't know she was Muberes, but he should have thought of that. Could be she's Muberes. And if she's Muberes, it could be she'll have a child. So she's an Eishesor. He took a chance. And he had Mazel, and Baruch Hashem, he wasn't Nichshol with the Isur Eishesish. But for taking such a chance, we have to reward him for doing such a thing. So we have to counsel him. We can't let such a thing occur without counseling him. The yaitzi beget, that's Rabbi Lezer, mishum de nichnas lesofik isarei shesach. He was machnis himself into sofik isarei shesach. Va'avol gav dahashti goli milse de yibum ma'al yahavoy. Now we see that it was a good yibum. Aber gut, Baruch Hashem, but we will not permit this marriage to remain. Umiu beget beloy chalitza sai. He doesn't have to give chalitza. Lamaisa the yibum was a yibum. So he'll give a get and we'll counsel him to give a get. So this was the kanois of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says a person does an avla. We don't stand by. God, he was nitzel by the skin of his teeth, but he did an avla of taking a chance. So memele, we have to counsel him. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. Omar Rove, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar omru davar echad. No, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, they're both the same kanoim. They both say the same thing. Rabbi Elazar hoda amora. Rabbi Meir de Sanya. We learned in Abaraisa. Lo yisa odom yuberes chaveiroi umeinekes chaveiroi. A person is not permitted to marry a woman who's mu'uberes from a different husband, or she's nursing a child from a different husband. Now let's just explain this halacha for 1 minute. What's wrong about this? Let's be megashim the Indian. You have a woman, Reuben married Rochel. Rochel became mu'uberes. And then Ebach Reuben died. Now, Rochel wants to get married, so she wants to get married to Shimon. So, l'chayr, there's nothing wrong in this. What's wrong in getting married to Shimon? She should remain an almona. There's nothing wrong in this. Chazal were afraid, what's going to happen? She's going to have a child. Fine, she's going to have a child. And now, she's married to Shimon. She might become muberes again. She might become muberes. No, a woman that's muberes cannot nurse the child anymore. So what's going to happen with the first child? So what does always happen? What always happens? What was nischadish all of a sudden? Every time a person has a wife and she had a child, and what happens if she's nursing, she becomes muberes again. So if it's the father's own child, so he feels obligated to the child, his wife can't nurse anymore, she became muberes. So in those days, they didn't have formula. They had something more expensive than formula. Most has milk and eggs. Al kaponim, and it was an expense, but it's his own son. It's the father's son. He'll feel obligated to make sure that this child who does not have any more a mother that can nurse him will be able to exist. And he'll go stretch out his neck to see that the child should have what to eat. So all the time when the person marries a woman, And she has a child, we are not worried what will happen with the child when she becomes muberes again. The father will take care of it. He's obligated. It's his child. But over here, it's someone else's child. He wasn't interested in adopting a child. He wanted to marry this woman. She's muberes. She's muberes, fine. Or she's a menekes. But personally, he has nothing with the child. The child came along with the wife. That's what came along. So he doesn't feel obligated to the wife. So if he doesn't feel obligated to the wife, so if the wife will come muberes, he won't stretch out his neck to make sure that the child should have what to eat. The first 24 months are crucial months. If there's no one nursing him, so there was special formulas to give the child, he won't stretch out his neck. Rachman and Etzlan, the child could die. So therefore, in order to prevent this, Chazal said as follows. One is not permitted to marry muberes chaveri v'nekes chaveri. So what did we accomplish? We accomplished, we'll know for sure, that till 24 months after the child was born will pass, we are sure this woman will not become muberes. She's not allowed to get married. So we assured the child will have a mother that will nurse him for 24 months. After 24 months, then there's no problem anymore. After 24 months, she can marry. But Chazal asked to marry a woman who's a muberes or a menekes because of this reason. That's an iser of Chazal. Now let's go into the barais. Lo yisa adam uberes chaveiroi umenekes chaveiroi. V'imnasa. What happened? Good. He wasn't supposed to. He did. What happens now? So we see the kanois of Rameya. So Rameya says, we're going to show him that he has to go and give her a get. We won't permit this marriage to continue. And he can never marry her. That's it. He wasn't allowed to marry her. And we'll see. If he did it, we'll see who's going to be Menatzeach. Yaitzi v'lo yachzer elobis. That's Chameya. The Chachomim weren't as strong as Chameya in this Nekude. Yaitzi. Now, Lamaisa, he can't be together with her because we have to make sure that she shouldn't become Muberes. Doch sie gies man noi lich noi sichnes, but after 24 months, he can remarry her. He has to give her now a get. But we didn't, because we have to make sure that the takana should continue to exist. We can't put the life of this child in danger. So he has to give her now a get. We should ensure that she won't become uberes. So what did Rove see? So Rove saw that Rameyer and Rabbi Eleza, that's the same sheet. Rabbi Eleza said a person took a chance. He was miyabim ayevom. There was a suffocation sach. Good, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't nichshon disereishu sach. But Rabbi Eleza says, we won't let this pass by without doing anything. No. You did an avle by taking a chance. You have to give her a get and you can't remarry her. Rabbeya said the same thing. A person went and married Muberes Chaveirei, Menekes Chaveirei. Yoitzi v'lo yachzer lomit. So Rove said, these two are the same shita. It's the same shita. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rove, Mimai, Dumalohi, where do you see that these two are the same? The two different in Yonit. Could be each one is chaylik on the other one. Ad kan le kama Rabbi Leza hoch ele mishim de kapoga bisareishu soch di arais. Rabbi Leza speaking about a person was playing with fire. There's an iso de arais of eishu soch. He was miyabim a yevome that could be she's muberes. Could be there's an iso chorus and he went in and took a chance. So there Rabbi Leza said, okay, such a person, we have to teach him a lesson. We have to counsel him. So there is a din of Yoitzi v'layachzer lomitz. Avol hosam de rabbonon. The case of Muberes Chaveire, the person was over and they said de rabbonon. Good. He did an avla. He's a shegitz. But how can you say Rabbi Lezer that said over there Yoitzi v'layachzer lomitz? Here will also say Yoitzi v'layachzer lomitz. What's the raya? Here's a different story. It's a different case. He did a different avla. You can't shtaltzu one to the other. Aber losum der Rabbonon, ke Rabbonon zvirlei, could be Rabbi Lezer was like the Rabbonon, it's yoitzi, v'yiknois la'ache, chav dalet chaydish. Einami, the Gemara says, another malach, ad kalei kome rameir hosom, elemishum der Rabbonon, or maybe punkfakert, there's a svara punkfakert. In the case of the Rabbonon, in the case of Muberes Chaveiroi, so Chazal made a takone, that lo yisa Muberes Chaveiroi. That was the takone. Now, if we're going to permit people to be perzei geda, that means Yankel is going to marry Muberes Chaveiroi and we'll look away. Berl will marry Muberes Chaveiroi and look away. So you know what's going to happen? So finished. So the whole thing will go down the drain. That means that each person that does it is, and he'll be a pirate together, so he'll be a malamed, and everyone will start doing it, so the whole takana will become bottle. There we have to put our foot down. In the case of our Mishnah, you think people, if a person, one person, was risked himself, and he was machnas himself, and an isereishes och, so you think that this will set a precedent that everyone's going to do like that? I mean, people are scared of an isakoris. So here you don't have to go out all the way to counsel him because we should be afraid people will learn from his actions. No one will ever copy him because people are scared of an isakoris. So it could be Rameyer. There's not hold like Rabbi Eleza. Inami ad kali kome rabmei hosam el mishum da rabbonon. There's an isa da rabbonon. Vechachomim osu chizeku devreim yoisa mishal teire. Vechachomim were mechazik devreim yoisa mishal teire in order to ensure that the kona should remain. That this pirates gather should not be pirates the whole gather that the chachomim created. Avol hochem mi di reise. Here in the case of our Mishnah, it's an issa di reise. Mifrish porshi mino. People will be poirish without knosses. So here could be a mayor doesn't hold like a bilos. Let us see Rashi. Dover echot, der Meir namikon is es anoisim yeberes chaveiroi u minekes chaveiroi ligarshe v'lo yachzerei lomis. Rashi explains, what is this muberes chaveiroi? Isho shemeis bailo. V'hi muberes oimei niko. Asura lehinosei, she's not permitted to get married av esrim v'abo chaydish shekein tinik yoinik. These 24 chadoshim, that the tinik needs the yanike, she's not allowed to get married, maybe she might become uberes. L'shigiyas manoi lichnois, l'soiv chavdal chaydish yichnois, that's what the rabbanon know. So the Gemara says, be'iser eishisach, kloimer, shehekel ikonis usofik eishisach, shiesh leibonim, the dilma havi vlad shel kayom. So the Gemara said, no, could be Rabbi Lazar only constant over there. Because he was machnes himself in Tosafik Yisrei Shesach. The Dilma Vivlat Shal Kayom, maybe there will be a Vlat Shal Kayom, Hilkach continually, so therefore we cancel it. Then the Gemara says, Elo Mishim Darabon, and Mershaverim Darabon, and who become a Zalzalibo, Mishim Hochi Konsu. This is Fakertes Svara also. That by Muberes Chaveiroi, since it's a Darabonon, and will be Mizalzo with it, Mishimochi Kansud, Leleisi Achini, Lamevet Hochi, that others shouldn't follow suit. Avol Hochi, Yevomu Muberes Teraisi, Ubedili Mino, Vleboi Lamiknis, it's not necessary to cancel Lahai, Otu Achini. Zogt gemore weiter. Oma rove ule divrei chachomim yoitziyo beget. According to the chachomim, the halacha is that we said that he has to, for upon him the 24 month period, it's yoitzi, so is yoitziyo beget. He has to give her a get, and then he's permitted to remarry her after 24 months. Oh, but not some say should be poirish from her. Oma mazut redeike nami diktoni yoitzi voloiktoni yafrish. Shmami no. The loshen of the chachomim is yoitzi, it doesn't say yafrish, so it would seem that he has to give her tak a get. What does Rashi say? Diktoni yoitzi, vachomim oinrim yoitzi. Omale Rav Ashi le Rav Yishaye berei de Ravidi. Hosamtnan, we learned a Mishneh, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, kol she sho ba'odom lamedyoin, einei neifel. If a child was born, and we'll see in Rashi, we are speaking about a child, we do not know that it was Kololoi Chadoshov. We do not know that 9 complete months passed from the Yoim HaIbel. We don't know. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said as follows. If the child lived 30 days after it was born, so we can be assured ain't a Nafel, it's not a Nafel. If it'll die later, it's a bar kayoma that died. Oh, loisho, what is the din if it did not, it was loisho? That means it died after 15 days, let's say. Sveika have, so then it is a sofik. What's pshat it's a sofik? It is a sofik, maybe it's a nafel, maybe it's not a nafel. Ve'itma. Meis besoich lamidyoin. What now we had a machlokes as follows. A person died. He left over, his wife was muberes. The wife had a child. And the child died besoich lamidyoin. So that means we really don't know, was this a child or was it an eifel? We don't know. Va'omdov in iskatsho, and she went and she got married to someone. Now, this wasn't the proper thing to do. I mean, who says that Maybe you're a Yevam Lashuk. Maybe this child was an Eifel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel Tzasovik, maybe it was an Eifel. It would have been proper if you would have gotten Chalitza before you got married. But she didn't do that. She got married. Gavine Mishmei Derova Oma. So Gavine Mishmei Derova said as follows. Im Eishes Yisroel, if she married a Yisroel, it's Chalitzas. So let her not get Chalitza. We really don't know, is she a Yevam Lashuk? Is she not a Yevam Lashuk? Was the child a Baal Kayom? Was he an Eifel? So to solve all problems, Chalitzas. So we'll give Chalitza now, and then she'll be mutter to her husband. We won't be misupik, is he being married to a Yevam Lashuk? Vimeshes Koyini. But what if she married a Koyin? So now we're in hot water. That means like this. Mitzad Echad, we'd like to give Chalitza to make sure she's not a Yevam Lashuk. Mitzad Acher, if we will give Chalitza, so then her husband has to give her a get. A Koyin is also the Chalitza. So let us start thinking the other way already. Really, Roiv Noshim do not have Nefolim. We'll see in Taisus, there's really a Roiv that are not Nefolim. So really she's mutter to the husband. It's a chumra of Rav Gamliel that says we have to think it as a sofik, but really roiv noshim take don't have nefolim. So now we have a very delicate situation. We have this, it would be very nice to be machma and be chash, even though she's an eif, even though it could be it was an eifel, so we'll give chalitza, but by giving chalitza, then we're just disrupting this marriage of it. Then our husband will have to give her a gift. So Ravina said, Mishmei Derov, Imeshis Yisroeli Chaylatza. So if she married a Yid, so then we say give Chalitza. Imeshis Koyini, Eina Chaylatza. But if she married a Koyin, Eina Chaylatza. You don't have to give Chalitza, and they may remain married. And we're saying that Mestome, the child, was not an Eifel. No, you don't make any cheshbonis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that we're chayish, it's a neifel, some emela. We can't be matter, surim, nebuch, have to give this us. We have to clear, maybe she's a yevam lashuk. He has to give chalitza. So that means the marriage has to end. So the marriage has to end. Fafol. Adin yikev esaho. Omar lei Ravina le Rav Misharshie. So Ravina told Rav Misharshie, he says, you know, that both of these people are saying b'shem Rove, but Rove Paskin. Now Ravina said, I heard from Rove. Rove said, by Nashis Koin, you can be Mekel. Rav Misharshie said, I heard from Rav Benesha's going, you can't be Merkel, you have to give Chalitza. So, Omalei Ravina Rav Misharshie, so Ravina told Rav Misharshie as follows. I'll tell you, I'll explain to you what happened. Bu'uto Omar Rav Hochi. You know, at night, Rav said, you're right. Rav said at night, the Eishas Koyin also needs Chalitza. But in the morning, Rav thought it over. Rav said, we can be Mekel, you don't have to give Chalitza. Rav Misharshie was held that a meiridike kula, to be Mekel to us. So he said, Sherisuha, so you will matter her without Chalitza, Yei Rave de Tishteru af Tarbe. A meiridike tefillah. What is Pshat in this tefillah? Yehiratzen, you know, you should be mata chaylev. What does that mean, you should be mata chaylev? I vince you on, you should be mata chaylev. So if you'll be mata chaylev, you know what'll happen. So your hashkocha will be worthless already. People will not be seimach on your psokim. If you can give such a kula, or if Rova can give such a kula, then you can be mata. You can be matter, but since it's an Eishes Koyin, so we have to take everything in consideration and look at it in a different light. So even though Rav Shimon Gamliel was machmir by a sofik, by a teif shloshim yeh, but here we have to look at it in a more liberal life. So he said, ye rotzen, you should be matter, chaylev, and then people will see that you're not the poisik to rely on. That's what Rav Misharshia told him. Let us see Rashi.
That means we didn't get into the sugya yet, how it comes to our sugya, but this is the hagdama to the shayla. A
child that after it was born, chai shloishim yoyim, ba'odom ainu neifel. So this is not a neifel. Lahochi noket ba'odom. The Tony Seifa, but Behema Ches Yomi, by Behema there's a different share. If it lived 8 days, so that's a simon that it's not a neifel. Ein a neifel, upoiter asimoi min a chalitze. No part of the mother from chalitze ready. We can assume that it's a bar kayome.
What if it died? Teich shloishim, sveiku, so it's a sofik, v'cheletzes. V'loim misyabemes v'davke imesavkelon ikololoi chadosha v'iloi. Davke, if it's a suffix to us, if there were a full 9 months from the beginning of the Ibo, avle kimlon de kololoi chadosha, if we know clearly that it was kololoi chadosha, name mesaches nide, tinik ben yoimai paita minayibum. Then we learned that a child that's 1 day old patas minayibum. Doesn't have to live too long. As long as he left over a child, it's part of the yibam.
Meich meis b'seich shloishim ben ayibam of niskachelu shut pechaske sheptura mishum. No,
she was under the impression that she's part of the yibam.
Imeish es Yisraeli imzeh shekidsha Yisraelu shim tach loitz min ayom. Afilu she'll get chalitza la'acha kiddushin
after she's married already. Loite yosar al baila. She won't be yosar on her husband. Es chaletza.
So then we say give chalitza. You have to be chayish for the chumra of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.
Imzeh shekidsha kainu shim tach loitz te yosar olot.
Then we rely on the child that must come, it's about kayom.
Bu'urta omar rove hochi, kidika amrit, letzafre hodabei, b'shamati mi piv, I heard she'ena chiletzis.
Now let's just see one taisvis, holoi shor sveikehi.
So now Taisvis is explaining how did this child die?
Now we don't have the Rashi that Taisvis brings, but Taisvis had a Rashi as follows.
Loi kemoishib, now let me just give one hakdome. We have, here is a shaila if a child died teich shloishim. Is it a nafel or is it not a nafel?
Now there's two ways a child could die. There could be a natural death that it died.
That betzav echad is a shtikel reyes. Why did the child die?
Plutzling, a child was just born, why did he die?
That seems to point that it was an eifel.
What happens if an accident occurred? The child fell off the roof.
So then, but it also didn't live 30 days.
Then there's a svara to say, so mechitesi should say it's an eifel.
I mean, there was no reyes whatsoever.
So Rashi says, Taisi brings down a Rashi, we don't have this Rashi, loy kemoshe perish akuntres, the piek umeis vlad ayri, speak about that the child died by itself to a natural cause,
the boho afilo rabbonon moide, we'll see later the rabbonon acholik aram shimon gamliel,
and they hold you do not consider him a nafel.
The piek umeis, the nafelu.
Elo Taisus says, our Gemara speaking about Kshenofel Minagag, it's speaking about that it had an unnatural death. It fell from a roof, or Yochle Yari Yari, Kedama Besei Pekabalez of the Mila.
For Hosam Paskini Keshem Gamliel, that even if an unnatural death occurred, so the death alone is not a reyese, that the child was a nafel, Afal Pikein Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, Kozman, we don't have proof that he's not a nafel. You have to be chayish, he's a nafel.
Bim Taima, so Taisvis asks, Vamay lo yazlinim basarayv noshim devlad ma'al yeyodim.
So Taisvis, I made the kakashim shimon gamliel.
There's no reyesa whatsoever. The child died never from an accident.
We have a roiv. Roiv noshim do not give birth to nafolim.
So why didn't you say mechan roiv? Why say maybe it was a nafel? There's a miut nefalim, and lida, this is a motzi dike miut. A motzi dike miut were chayish. Now Taisa says, where do we see such a thing? K'may b'mayim she'ein lahem soif de ishtay asura. The halacha is, what happens if a person is standing on the edge of the ocean, and he sees someone fall into the ocean, and he doesn't see him pop up. He's standing there. But lemaisa, it's mayim she'ein lahem soif. That means his eyesight is visible. That means it could be further down, this person did pop up. He can't see, he doesn't have the complete view. That means if it's a mayim she'yesh bem soif, it's surrounded with earth all around, and this person fell in, and he sees the whole mayim, and he's standing there 20 minutes, and no one went up. He can come and say, hey, this person is dead. Because there's no shot. Where did he disappear to? Al-Kochach, he's dead. But if it's Mayim She'ein Lahem Soif, that means he doesn't have a whole picture. It could be he somehow got up someplace later, which he was unable to see, this person. Now, is this person alive? Most probably he's dead. But there's a Miut HaMotzi, could be he's alive. So Chazal said, you cannot be Mater his wife. That's one case. Or another case, Vigoisis. Let's say a person was Reuven was by Shimon, he saw Shimon was Goisising. Then he had to leave the room. Can Reuven be made that Shimon is dead? Reiv Goisis in Lemise. Most probably he died. But the Zamiyat could be he's still alive. So we see that Chazal Wachayish, even though there's a Reiv, Chazal Wachayish Amiyat Amotzi. Shame either more of loss to Yishtoi. So Taisva says, maybe it's not a good tushtal. Avagav the Shema Hosam Mishim Elve Hichmilo. Maybe over there, there's a Shalom and Elve Vinaisa Shish. Here we're speaking about Yibom Malashuka Chayvi Lam. Oh, and me kol mokim kim and the meat shall the folly motzi machmirim bay. And we're also machmirim namish loy lechel behem teiches yomim. Kedemrinim is saif perik abalaza the mila. One is not permitted to eat a behem before 8 days, because one is not permitted to eat a nafel. Umiyu le'inyin avelis. Taisha says, what about avelis? That means as follows. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, it's a sophic nafel. It's a sophic nafel. So, but the sophic nafel means a sophic is a nafel. Sophic is not a nafel. But in avelis loy hachmiru, you don't have to declare that it's a... maybe it's not an eifel. There you're permitted to assume that it is an eifel, and there's no chiyav avelis. So if a child died teich shloishim yoim, there's no chiyav avelis on the parents. Shesh lahokel ba'avelis, k'diyom apek yesh p'choyer, hakel moidim linyin avelis she'ein misablim. Domo shmul halochi k'divere ha'mekel ba'evel. You could be mekel by avelis. So Taisus says, "V'hodes nabe meseches moches hasveikes." If it's a sofik oininin umisablim aleim, so l'chayr that's not the way we just said. Now we said if it's a sofik, you don't have to be misable. A sofik navel, a sofik not navel, you can assume it was a navel, and don't have to be misable. Nire the besofik ben teslerishin aizayin la'achin airi the gnayadovish lo yisable leizeb leizem aches shabad dekov lech. Taisus says that. The Mesech the Smoches is speaking about a different case in Ganson. There was a child, I don't know who the father was. Is it a Ben Tess of the first? Is it a Ben Zion of the second? So, L'chayre, each one could say, it's not my son, it's a Sofik. So what it'll be, you have here a true father, and no one will be misabel on him. Because each one says, it's a Sofik if he's my son. There they were Machmer. Since one is a vadaikorev, so there they were machma that both have to be misabel.